We teach our children that this is
one nation under God, indivisible with
liberty. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
How would you like to live in a place called Cottage Grove, Fair Hope, Hope? These are the names of the towns of people who are calling in. They just sound like such pleasant places. I know Alex McFarland lives in a great place called Pleasant Garden. And So all these names are people who have called in to 877-616-2396 for our Share-a-thon Fall Edition 2018. And our theme is One Nation Under God. And I love that last line. It says, if we are not a nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. And so we want you to help. We're building the foundations. We're building upon those foundations. Alex has been sharing with us some of the quotes from the founding fathers that our foundations of this country was built on. We've shared some scripture that our lives are built on. They're the foundation the church is built on. So that's what we're trying to do during this Share-a-thon, is to make sure that those foundation is strong and what we build on is strong. And you do that by helping us continue to do that at 877-616-2396. Well, Alex, we've got a very special guest, and he's one of my dear friends. I love this man more than I could ever tell you. He's blessed my life. He's an encouragement to me. I don't want to build him up too much. He'll take me down, but it's Durick Hayden. Durick, welcome, brother.
Thank you, Bert. Very kind of you.
And I mean
hello,
that.
Hello, Durick.
Yeah.
Hey there, Alex. How are you, brother?
Great, my friend.
He's vice president in charge of human resources. We used to call it personnel, but we changed it up to human resources. But whatever it is, we appreciate you doing that, brother.
Thank you.
And we've asked him on. He's kind of going to do something a little different. We love the history. You've quoted all the founding fathers, or a lot of the founding fathers, but we also, Durick has a little bit of perspective about the history of American Family Association, American Family Radio, and he's not going to tell the whole story, but he's going to stay with us a while and tell different stories about it, and during that time, we'll interrupt him, and or he'll give that number at 877-616-2396. And remember, right now, there's a $50 add-on to everybody that makes a contribution. That's pretty neat.
That is very good.
And the thing above that $50 increases it, but what God does with it is amazing and more amazing than that. And so that's what we want to hear. But we want to start out. Durick, how long have you been here at American Family Association as an employee yourself?
Well, 25 years, almost to the day.
You came as a baby, huh?
Yes.
But you came from the food service industry, and yep. Don Wildman saw something in you, and he said, come on board, and you have.
I did. I was. We were going to church together for about 2 years. He was my Sunday school teacher and a friend. You know, one thing that I learned early about Don was that he was another parishioner just like the rest of us. He came to church so that he could get an opportunity to just worship the Lord and to be with fellow believers. And that's exactly the way he, you know, participated. I don't think that he ever put any pressure on any of the pastors that were there during the time that we were at church together. And it was one of those type things. I always thought the ones that seemed to be the most successful at that church, and we were a very small fellowship, were the ones who kind of leaned on him for his knowledge.
Yeah, amen.
And asked him to be, you know, instead of being intimidated by who he was, they would embrace the fact that he was a part of their fellowship. Yeah. You know, it took them a little bit to where they got, because I can remember a couple of them because I got real close to my pastors. I always had that desire to do so. And a couple of them, you know, were very forthcoming about the fact that they had always heard that, you know, it's kind of like, this is Don's church. And I got tickled, you know, after the second one, and I just shared with him. I said, you're in for a real pleasant surprise.
Isn't it great when folks are like that? That number, we want you to call. We want you to support the American Family Radio Ministry, Exploring the Word, which comes on the hour before this. Tony Perkins has said, you take this hour and you guys run with it so we can broadcast on it. Tony couldn't broadcast on the radio if it wasn't for people giving, Alex. And so make that call, 877-616-2396. Alex, your experience with Brother Don is such a gentleman, isn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Earlier in the program, we talked about how 40 years ago, in 1977, the Lord raised up some amazing leaders, you know. And here's some history, folks. And let me just give this very briefly, because this is where we are today. And, dear friend, this is our time to step up and be faithful. But by the 1960s and early 70s, a lot was happening in our country. We had been founded as a nation based on Christian principles, but there was a lot of the rise of liberalism, the breakdown of the family, laws were changing, abortion comes along, prayer is taken out of schools. And in the 70s, God raised up some amazing people like the late, great Chuck Colson and Phyllis Schlafly and Jerry Falwell and different ones. But God raised up Don Wildman. Yes. And the American Family Association was started. And really, I would say in terms of public policy influence and defending core Christianity, uniting diverse groups, denominations, but all around the banner of Christ and the banner of God and country, the American Family Association really is at the very forefront. And that's why we would appeal to you to support and invest. People are being won to Christ, young people, the direction of their lives is being shaped for God and country. Okay, this number, 877-616-2396. Now, Durek, I want to say, and Bert, I had read the American Family Association newsletter for years. In fact, I got the AFA newsletter as a young Christian, even before I was married. And then it became more of a magazine, and it grew. And I kept these. I've still got, Durek, I've got some of these AFA newsletters from 25 years ago.
Wow.
Because I was a youth pastor. I would read these facts and statistics and articles, and I would teach out of it, and I would go to colleges and do a debate with atheists or gay activists, and I would kind of sit in the car praying before a debate and reading Don Wildman's newsletter, preparing myself for the debate. And then years later, you know, when I began to meet him, I'm going to tell you, first time I ever walked in AFA, I was really nervous. I'm like, man, I've followed this thing for 20 years, and I, you know, what will this be like? You know, will I fit in, you know, and all this stuff? And folks, trust me, this is the sweetest group of people you will ever meet. Nobody's impressed with themselves, even though Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, the pictures on the wall are of people like Billy Graham and Ronald Reagan, presidents, world leaders. But you know, I'm going to tell you why God is blessing this ministry, because there's one name in this ministry that carries weight.
Amen.
And that is the name of the
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
That's right.
And that's part of what we do, and you can be a part of that by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. There's a $50 add-on to your pledge. You make that pledge, there's going to be $50 added on to it. It really escalates when it's that. I would say that was good compounded interest if we
Amen.
Were looking at it. If I was Dan Celia, I'd say that would be what it was. But it started in 1977, and we've got, I think it's new for this year from what I've heard, about how it got started with Don about turning off the TV week. It
yep.
started outside of Memphis, and this was in 77 when it all started, and We've got that on, I think we've got that to play. Let's play that, Brent.
Turn the television off week was a unique action, never been tried before. And I knew it would grab the attention of the media. It's all the background for good media story, good media play. You know, here's this small town preacher, thinks he's going to do something pertaining, affecting television, you know. And so I played the game in order to get the publicity, in order to get the word out. I played Dom a lot of time, which came natural for me. But if your opposition thinks that you're Dom or Dom-er, then that puts you at an advantage. So I played the role for a while. The media gave me a good bit of publicity for a while, until it became evident that, hey, he just may be able to pull this thing off or do something. And when that became evident, then the media backed off, and instead of playing the game of David and Goliath, then they began the attack game, which has been going on ever since.
That was Don Wildman.
In his own words.
In his own words. Derek, those of us that know him and been close to him over the years, that's the guy. That's him. That expresses who he is. He knows what he's doing.
He does.
He is brilliant.
He really is.
Do not know that.
I've always said that he was a genius in his own right because, you know, just what he said, I can remember when I came aboard. I used to ask him, I said, why don't you go back on these programs and why don't you give interviews and so forth? He said, it's a waste of time. And he said, because they are already, you know what he said, when they finally figured out that, like he said, we had something to say and we could actually get people motivated and get behind a movement, they didn't want any part of him.
Amen.
So they started attacking him. And that's when he decided, I'm not going to do it. And shortly thereafter is when he invested in what we now have as American Family Radio.
Amen. That number that you can participate is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. I was on the board. He brought this. He said, I'm tired of what I'm saying being construed as wrong. He said, I have no other way that we can get the message out there without depending on others to do it. And we started the American Family Radio. And man, the board voted 100%. And I think I seconded the motion, you know, how you have to do on those boards. That was one of the highlights of my life, to be there and hear Don's vision of what now is a worldwide ministry.
That's
because
right.
of internet.
That's
and when
right.
the radio started getting more difficult, he said, let's go to the internet. And because of the internet, people can get it all over the world. And that is the genius of American Family Radio. And you can be a part of it by calling this number, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. Alex, you know, when we hear Brother Don's voice like that, I go out, and now they're still playing the old ones, It's My Turn. And I had someone to ask me this past Sunday, are those fresh? Are those replays of Brother Don? I said, they're replays.
Yeah.
And they said, it's just as up to date today as it was then. And that's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Hey, Alex, I was, you know, you were talking about the journal, really, back when it used to be just a newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
I told Bert a long time ago that I lived in Florida for a year before moving to Tupelo. And during that time, I used to have to take a long commute back and forth to where my job was. And that's where I was introduced to My Turn.
Amen.
And I couldn't believe it when I finally got to Tupelo. In the first church we visited, Don Wildman and his wife and family were members.
Okay. Well, amen.
877-616-2396. Make that call. Be a part of the family.
It's the mug we've all been waiting for. The all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler will keep drinks hot or cold, is virtually leak-proof, and quickly converts to a can or bottle cooler. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you one, along with a CD of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Learning University and an 8-ounce bag of delicious Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. Also, when you make a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you the Hilarious Highlights CD and the Liberty Coffee. These gifts are our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. You can call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or donate securely at AFR.net. Together, we are one nation under God. Call now and make your pledge. And thank you for participating in Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Can't even begin to tell you how many times God has spoken to me, worked in my life through the various programs that are on AFR. I love Alistair Begg. I listen to him every day. Tim Wildman, Walker Wildman, Today's Issues. You guys are doing a wonderful work. Keep up the good work. God bless you. Thank you.
This is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, and I want to encourage you to take this opportunity to be a part of this share-a-thon and support the American Family Radio Network. AFR is doing great work, and it's a tremendous platform for you to get truth, to get the real news, and to know what's happening in our nation's capital through Washington Watch and other programs provided by American Family Radio. So be a part. Join with them. And by the way, I'll be back Friday. So don't go away. Stay tuned. Be a part of the American Family Radio Network family.
One nation under God, indivisible.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Right before we came back, you heard Tony Perkins and how gracious they are to say, we want you guys to raise the funds so that Watched and Watch can continue to be broadcast on the American Family Radio. And when you make that call, you're helping programs like that, not only the ones that we produce, but the ones that are produced and put in. And that's one of them. Make that call at 877-616-2396. We have people out here, and they're talking to one another in place of talking to people on the telephone.
We've got to get people calling.
Make that phone call. $50 add-on, and they start looking around inside here. There's a glass between us and them, and they start looking at us like we're not doing our job when people are not calling, Derek.
Amen.
And so make that phone. We can't do it without you. I want to tell you this. This is blessing me. Margaret from New Bern, North Carolina, has called in to make a contribution. Now,
amen.
Alex, what's happened in New Bern, North Carolina? Some Florence devastated that city, did it not?
Well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, earlier in the show, you mentioned Fairhope and Fayetteville and Hope Mills. Listen, that's where I'm going to be tomorrow night, folks. October 17, tomorrow night, I'm going to be at Green Spring Baptist Church in... It's right near Fayetteville, Parkton, I think it is,
okay.
And 6:30. And so, North Carolina, let's hear from you. The number is 877-616-2396. I know we're heard on the coast down there at Myrtle Beach, Wilmington, which certainly needs our prayers, big in Wilmington, and throughout my home state of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this. Being on Exploring the Word for 8 years, as Bert and I do, and we're in 1 Corinthians right now, I get a lot of chances to go speak, churches, conferences, public schools, and people come up around the country and they, you know, want me to come, and we've seen hundreds and hundreds accept Christ, and a lot of young people, but, you know, Bert, we've challenged people to read the Bible, and see, here's the thing, as everybody knows, our nation, we're really kind of in a crossroads. Either we're going to be a godly, moral nation, and that's what we've been for two centuries, or we're going to unravel. And AFR is being used by God to call people to the truth.
Amen.
Truth of salvation, truth of life and family and citizenship and being salt and light. And what you're doing when you're supporting, you're being part of the solution.
That's right.
Amen.
And heaven forbid that there are people more committed to that which is false than we are committed to that which is true.
And we need to put the money behind that, and that's why we have Share-a-thon. We don't advertise during the year. We say we're going to take 6 days out of the year, and we're going to ask people to help us stay on the air and help us to keep on doing and sharing the gospel and equipping and informing people about what we need to do to have a gospel-free nation where it is not hindered. And that's what we do. And let me say one more. We was talking about New Bern. How about the folks down in Florida, in Georgia? It devastated southern Georgia.
Wow.
Cordell, down there, Sylvester. We have a lot of friends down in Sylvester, and their electricity was gone. Churches had to not meet for a while, and yet we're even getting calls from Georgia saying we want to be a part of this. That's what God does. Now, I want to do this. We got Derek Hayden. He's just a dear part of this ministry and been a part of it 25 years. But when the radio became more than a station and it became a network, all of a sudden, it really expanded big time, and we had to have some real people come on board to take those positions. And the reason we ask you to call 877-616-2396 is because of what took place. God just expanded and exploded the ministry then, did he not?
Yes. I can remember when I came aboard, the radio was in its infancy, really. We had several stations, but we were growing, exponentially. Every time I turned around, we were adding a station. I promise you, Don would go home in the evenings, and he had figured out, they got him this software to go on his computer. And, he was one of these that, I'm not going to mess with that computer. I don't like that thing. And then when the guy showed him how he could use it as a tool, oh, he became an expert. And literally what he would do is go home at night and he would search around the country for places where there was no radio signal. And, in our bandwidth and so forth. And he would come back in and he would talk to the network development folks, which we had to start a whole group of them. We had to have about four people in there to do this to keep up with him. And literally, we would send people out, and they would go into the areas, and they carried a little device with them, and it would actually give them longitude, latitude matched. They could set it up, and right there on the spot, they could figure it out. Then they would go out and try to purchase that particular small piece of property. And most of the time, we're talking about in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, some of those towers. I love Brent. He was a guy that
He's been to them.
He's been to them. In the middle of nowhere, does that describe a lot of them, Brent? It does, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And he say that's all he wants to say. We could ask him about climbing those towers and everything else. So when you give, you're helping by God engineers.
That's right.
We got to keep them up now. We're not buying as many now, but we still got to maintain them. We got to have engineers to go and update them. They have to travel there. They have to do the work. And so the money that comes in keeps those radios on. And 877-616-2396. My boss is here in front of me, and I'm giving that number.
I'm so proud of him. He's keeping that number before you all the time. And it is 877-616-2396, or you can go online and your pledge at AFR.net. And just to kind of couple it with you, kind of close that story about what you're talking about, Bert, when we started expanding, we had visions of building to 400 or 500 stations. That's what the Lord wanted us to do. And, of course, the FCC came in because we were going too fast. Now, this is my words. All right, I'm just going to say it like it is, folks. I'm going to tell you what I believe. They came in one day and saw how big we were getting, and they did not want that to happen. And to say that they changed the rules of the game in midstream is really putting it very mildly. because that's exactly what they did to us. And but it did not stop us. It did not stop us. God continued to use us. But like Bert said, we're not building as many new ones going forward, but we are growing, because a lot of the stations that we have now, the ones that we've been putting on the air in the last few years, have all been in larger markets. And I got to tell you, though, we still have to maintain them. A lot of our equipment is now getting to that point where it's been in the stations for 20 years. So we have put together a program, our engineering department, and they're going in and they're replacing transmitter units, which is what sends the signals into your hometown. And we are slowly but surely changing a lot of those out.
And it costs
going
money.
Forward. Oh, yeah, it
and
really
that,
does.
And you can be a part of that. I'm giving that number one more time, Alex, and then I want you to comment with Durek and him have one more comment before he goes back to his real job. But the number is 877-616-2396. And there's a $50 add-on.
Yes, don't forget it.
Yeah, and besides what that person or individuals did, it's what God does with
That's
it
right.
that really counts. Alex, it's so great to hear Durek. And see, here's the Vice President of Human Resources, and to hear his heart for what God's doing here. Does that not bless you, brother?
Well, it really does, to see what the Lord is doing. And, you know, I want to praise God for the faithfulness of the AFA audience. I remember
yes.
a couple of years ago, you remember in Northern Virginia, we were trying to raise money
yes.
because there's a station and it broadcasts Northern Virginia and over toward the D.C. area, which is very important. And the signal is getting into larger and larger areas. But we prayed and we went on the air and we had a special dedicated time of, I think it was about 24 hours.
It was.
And it came through. And to all of y'all listening that have prayed for this ministry and you pray for us and you've been a part of this for a long time, God bless you. The Lord is using it. God's name is being glorified. And I hope you know us well enough to know that we are committed to the Word of God, Jesus, the Son of God. And, you know, I'll tell you one of the things I love about AFA, you never need to worry where this ministry is going to stand. In an age when so many are whiffling and waffling and a little bit compromising, listen, you know us, we stand on the book, the Word of God. When it comes to morals, marriage, truth, salvation, you will never hear these stations or this ministry turn our back on the Word of God.
Amen, Alex. Well said. Let me give you some names and some places. I love to do that when I can. We have Timothy from Olive Branch, Mississippi, Shelby from Darlington, South Carolina, Angela from Lexington, South Carolina. They've made the call at 877-616-2396. You need to add your name to this list. Donald from Bicknell, Indiana, Barbara from Lamar, Arkansas, Albert from Collinsville, Mississippi, and I love Joe from Kosciuszko. You ought to hear people outside of Mississippi.
Oh, I love Kosciuszko.
Yeah, you ought to hear people outside of Mississippi try to pronounce that name, though. Kosciuszko and everything else. But you learned it, didn't you, Alex? You've been down there
man,
recently.
Oh, man, I spent a great week there with those dear people.
Amen. Well, before you go, Durek, I want to ask you this question. Why, if you were a listener, why would you give to American Family Radio during Share-a-thon? Why would you, as a listener, why would you give?
A lot of what Alec added to us just a while ago is why. Because one thing that I do know, that when I came aboard here at this ministry, there were still some questions in my mind, because I knew Don and I knew his family. And what I had seen with my eyes and heard with my ears, I could carry into this place. But I had no idea how he was so faithful to every dollar that he ever received for this ministry, and how we've never been in debt, because that was the very foundation he wanted this ministry to build upon. Trust in God for everything that you get, and don't get in debt. Understand that he didn't want us to be sitting there having to rob Peter to pay Paul. Never have done that. Tim's been the same way since he's been the head of this ministry. So you had that part of it. You know where you, that aspect. But going back to what Alex just said, I saw that there was never any equivocating, never trying to
right.
push the limits anywhere when it came to the Word of God. You know, whatever Jesus said in the Word, it wasn't just all that we were looking at the red letter version. It was, what was he saying? What did he teach us? What did he tell us about salvation, about marriage, about how we're to treat our wives and our families? All of those things. And I have never had to shy away from ever defending what we're about.
Amen, brother.
And that's why I would give.
You've heard from Derek Hayden, Vice President of Human Resources, been here 25 years, faithful man, just loves the Lord, and I've seen him go through difficult times. One more thing I'd say, make that call at 877-616-2396. And this is a little personal, but Alex, you know, we're family. And
yes, we are.
Derek and his wife gone through difficulties. But, man, Wildman family, other people come and help you stand, help go through it with you. They don't leave you out there. Just like they strengthen the listeners, they also minister to those of us who are, quote, employees here. And that, I mean, that speaks volumes. How you treat your wife as a pastor speaks loudly. How a ministry treats their employees speaks loudly.
I can vouchsafe when I say this to you, my brother. If I, you know, without ever getting into personal situations, I know when we lost our son, and it was a horrible thing, and I don't want anybody to ever have to go through that. One of the toughest times of my life. But Don Wildman walked up to me, and he looked at me, and he said, "I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say to you." He said, "I just want you to know, whatever you need. And I'm here." And you know what? He told the truth, because he was.
Amen.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're about here. Because I guarantee you, I know my brother sitting over here at the board can talk. We can talk about some things that we've been through sharing, and you have, and so many others. And let me tell you, I just feel like Aaron and her standing there holding my arms up when I need it.
Amen. And we share that to let you know these is real people who hear. And we come to the radio station. We come here to sit behind the microphones, to sit behind the boards, and to plug up that Comrex like Alex does, never knowing where he might be. And we're going through life just like you. And yet we see God being faithful. And he's been faithful in our lives. And that's what we're talking about. He is faithful all the way to the
yes,
end.
Yes, he is.
And that number you can call, 877-616-2396. Make that call. There's a $50 add-on right now. And I know I've said it, and I'm going to say it again, I guarantee you. That's amazing somebody would add on the $50. But what's more amazing is what God does with it, Alex.
Amen. Amen. 877. I'm so conditioned to giving the call-in number when we take questions. Here's the number we want you to call, 877-616-2396. You know, while we're talking about the ministry, and you know, this ministry has God's blessing, I believe, because it's doing things God's way. If you had the privilege of coming during the work week, they begin every day with devotions. Every day they get together as a staff, and it's a huge group, and they pray. And that's a good way to start the day, isn't it, Bert?
It is. We start that way, and each individual. Man, Tim put it on us about 2 years ago and said, "You got to do it." And so we have folks that read Scripture, and it'll be one time, and people like Brent that just preach a whole sermon. And so praise
the
Lord.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. I told us I didn't. Brent read, but he's good, and it was effective. 877-616-2396. Make that call like others have. Be a part of the family and help AFR continue to share the word as one nation under God.
Under God. Amen.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we're shining the spotlight on the AFA Foundation.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, the Associate Director at the AFA Foundation. For over 20 years, the AFA Foundation has existed to help individuals and families leave a legacy that lasts for generations through charitable gift annuities, trusts, and donor advised funds. Your charitable gifts help AFA continue its 40-plus year effort to stem the tide of secularism in our culture and to rebuild our Christian foundations. Members of our foundation family have expressed that giving through a charitable gift annuity is beneficial to them for a lifetime income and tax benefits. You can find out more information with a phone call to 1-800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit our website at afafoundation.net. Thank you and God bless.
This is Carla from Nebraska. Before we move to where we are at now, we listened to AFR on the radio and we had it on 24/7. But where we live now, you're not on the radio. We missed listening to you so much, but finally, with our Android phone, we found you. Then we realized you were also on our computer. Our lives have been changed so much since we've been listening. We are now engaged in the political realm by contacting our president and our Congress leaders. Thank you, thank you. Keep listening to God and doing His work.
Despite our differences, we are one nation under God. Fall Share-a-thon continues on AFR. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
This is Bert Harper and Alex McFarlane with you. Normally you'd be listening to Tony Perkins and Washington Watch, but they say take this hour and continue to do Share-a-thon. So Alex and I are normally the hour before this. But Jim said, hey, guys, could y'all stay on an extra hour? And we gladly do that because it's a joy and a pleasure to represent American Family Radio and ask you to be a part of the family by you listen, we ask you to pray, but also we ask you to give. And that number again, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. Alex, you and I talk about it all the time. What a privilege that you and I have of just going to the microphones and opening the Word of God and trying to help people and answer their questions. That calling that God has placed on our lives, we take it seriously, but we can only do it because of the listeners making it possible for us to do it, brother.
Amen. Amen. You know, being on Christian radio, nationally syndicated, coast to coast, pretty much, you know, anywhere on the North American continent, it seems like, people can hear Exploring the Word. And I will tell you, it's a dream come true for me. And to all the listeners who pray and support, thank you. You know, I wrote up a lot of sermon outlines, Bert, before I ever sat down in front of a radio microphone. And there were times that, you know, I would try to see about getting on the radio. Not that I felt like I deserved it or anything like that. I didn't. I just felt like God wanted me to. And it's really hard. I mean, it takes hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to be on the radio. Stations will sell you time. And I didn't have any money, you know. And so Tim Wildman came to me and said, hey, how about let's get together and do a show? And, you know, we didn't know the name of it would be Exploring the Word, but I said, well, you know, hey, before you go any farther, I don't have any money. And he said, you don't need any money. We're going to put you on the radio. And Marvin Sanders and I were on, and then, you know, Bert Harper after Marvin went to be with Jesus. And Bert, this is a dream come true. Amen. We get to lead people to Christ. I tell you what's so great, Syracuse, New York. I met a man over the weekend.
Let me give that number before you do that story. I've pledged to Jim Stanley. I was going to interrupt you if I had to, and you interrupt me. 877-616-2396. Make that call. Be a part of the family. Tell us about Syracuse, brother.
Well, you know, we're always challenging people. Hey, read 3 chapters a day, 5 on Sunday. You'll read the Bible through in a year. And a man came up, he said, hey, I did it. And I've already read the Bible all the way through this year, and I'm on my second trip reading the Bible through in 2018. So, I mean, people are getting into the Word of God. Lives are being changed. And my dear friend, you're helping to make it happen. It's the Great Commission where our Lord said, make disciples of all nations. That includes this nation.
Amen.
And so, join with us and let's do this thing. Let's do it.
That's
877-616-2396.
What we want to do, we want Alex and I, we hold each other accountable. Are we faithful in dividing the Word of God correctly? Are we right? We do our best on those things we know for sure, salvation, the Word of God. We're going to be as sure the marriage life on some issues that are, we don't know everything about the future. We just don't know everything about the future, and that's called eschatology. And we try to say, this is what we believe, but and there's always a but in that, but we know who holds tomorrow. That's the main thing. We may not know Amen. Exactly what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow, and that's the Lord. And we're required to be faithful. The Bible talks about it is required of a steward to be faithful. Now, a steward is the one that's a house manager. He manages. The best example of that is Joseph in the Old Testament with Potiphar's home. He was made the house manager or the steward, and he was faithful. And we want you to be faithful in your stewardship. Don Wildman would always say, make sure you tie to your local church, to those ministries that bless you, but and don't go into debt to come and make contributions to AFR. But when you have, you can, and sacrifice and give, please give. And that's what this ministry's been built upon. And you can be a part of that by calling 877-616-2396. And there's an add-on right now of $50. Now, before we go any further, talking about being faithful, Don Wildman's faithful, but we want you to hear this of Brother Don a few years ago when he talked about being faithful.
What could I say to you that would help you go back out where it's rough, where it seems like we're getting beaten all the time? Let me tell you something. All God asks of you is faithfulness. That's it. Your availability is what He's concerned about. He'll take care of the ability part. And all the odds are against us, but so what? We are His child. God doesn't judge by the same standards with which the world judges. Thank God for that. And God's truths are not dependent upon some politician. Thank God for that. Faithfulness is the word, not necessarily success.
Alex, every time I hear that, I thank God for a man who has been called to be faithful. And I want to share this with you. Success, far as the world is concerned, is a fleeting goal post. They constantly move it. But being faithful to the Lord is one that we can be. You may not can sing. You may not can preach. You may not can do a Bible study. But you know what? You can be faithful. I don't care who you are, where you are. Faithfulness is the word. I love that word from our founder, Don Wildman. And
Amen.
You can love it too and say, I want to be faithful by calling 877-616-2396. Alex, let me give you some names and some places real quickly, and I'll turn it back to you. Abraham from Brownfield, Texas. Matter of fact, there's going to be an Abraham that's on the next hour. And so Abraham from Brownfield, Texas, stick around and listen to another Abraham that's going to light up these phones as they call in. Mike from Baldwin, Mississippi. CJ from Orange, Virginia. Flo from Maxton, North Carolina, Paul from Temple, Texas, Cheryl from Remsen, Iowa, Emily from Linville, Tennessee, and Betty from DeRidder, Louisiana. These are all called in. Put your name on that list and be a part of the family that God wants you to by calling 877-616-2396.
Well, you know, we've been in 1 Corinthians for several weeks, and 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2 said, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. And the Lord has given every one of us some resources, and so we would ask that you would consider and that you would, as a steward of what is God's anyway, it's His money, we don't really own anything, but take those resources and invest in this ministry. Call this number, 877-616-2396, and help us do the things that God's called us to do that we, to the best of our ability, we are doing, and that's proclaiming Christ to this nation.
Alex, let's take some time to do this. What you do besides the radio program, what Jan, my wife, and I do besides this, I won't give too much, but we just got through with a fishbowl retreat, which is for pastors and wives. We do family revivals and conferences for families and marriages, and God's called us to that. Alan Redpath, I quote him quite often. He would say, no church is any stronger than the families, because that church is made up of families. And so God called Jan and myself to join American Family Association. I came here not knowing I was going to be on Exploring the Word. I came here to work with pastors and do those family revivals. And then God took Marvin to be with him, and Marvin had set me up to be the one that would follow him, because when he couldn't be on or you couldn't be on, he'd come to me and he'd say, hey, Bert, would you do Exploring the Word today? And that's why I'm on this. I came in a month before Exploring the Word opened up, and I joined you, and it's been a trip that I could never have dreamed of myself.
Hasn't it worked out good?
Oh, listen, I cannot believe it. And you and I mean, people talk about you and Alex act like you guys really get along. We do.
We do.
And I praise God.
I feel
for that.
Like I've known Bert my whole life.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's that. And so we're not saying that to anything except just say we're real. This is who we really are. I don't try to act something differently. And so we want you to be faithful with where God's placed you, with what God has given you. And what God has given some of you is the ability to give. And we want you to call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. But Alex, this program and this ministry has enhanced what you were doing as well, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. So many doors have opened, so many doors. And, you know, we give God the glory, because for a saved sinner to open the Scriptures anywhere is an honor. And so it's helping me get out there. People say, how do you market? Because, you know, I could be trying to come up with thousands of dollars to promote, but I don't have to do that, because being on the radio with Exploring the Word, we get so many invitations. I believe the Holy Spirit moves on people's hearts, and if you want me to come and preach at your church or whatever, you know, I'm here to do that. That's my calling.
Now, how do they get a hold of you?
Just go to the website. Go to alexmcfarland.com. That's just my name, MCFARLAND, alexmcfarland.com. And my calendar's on there. You can see where I'm going to be. This weekend, I'm going to be at a place called Cape Carteret doing a whole weekend for college students. And you can believe I'll be talking to them about God and country. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be in the Fayetteville area. Thursday night, I'll be in Richmond. But this ministry has helped us. And I want to say this. There's no gift too small. There's no gift too large. Some of you might have great capacity. And just remember, God has entrusted it to you. None of us own anything. The Lord owns us. We're just managers. And we would ask you to please prayerfully invest in what we're doing to win the lost, equip the saved, turn our country toward the Lord. It's 877-616-2396, or you can donate online. Go to AFR.net. AFR is in American Family Radio, and let's link arms and let's do this thing. America will not die on our watch.
Amen.
We will pray. We will proclaim. God is going to use our lives, and He is, to turn this country to Christ.
Again, if you call right now, there's a $50 addition to the amount you pledge. So therefore, if you pledge $50, $50 added to it. If you pledge $100, $50 is added. If you pledge $500, it's pledged $550. So that's what we have right now. And you make that phone call, 877-616-2396. 2396. Listen to these names again. Maybe the last time I'll get to do it this hour. But Barbara from Allen, Texas. Jerry Lynn from Pittsboro, Mississippi. Beth from Macon, Georgia. That's where Michael the hurricane, it affected Macon. Thank you for calling. Kathy from one of my favorite names, Mechanicsville, Virginia.
I've been there.
I figured you had. Listen to this name, Rodney from Bucatuna, Mississippi. And Robert from Norton Shores, Michigan. Louise from McKinney, Texas. Thomas from, I think it's Lachan, Alabama. And so these have made the call, and they said they want to be a part of the family. Let me give, when we talked a little bit about this, this is probably the last thing we'll talk about today. The first ways of communication for American Family Radio was the AFA Journal. And you talked about having some that was just a page, and he would send it out. And now it's a full-colored magazine, beautifully printed, beautifully prepared. And there are so many great articles. They deal with military. They'll deal with missions. They'll deal with family. They deal with patriotism. They got so many articles there, that, and they do a great job. Some of our writers are award winners, Alex, and they do a great job of putting that journal together. And that's a part of the American Family Association, just like AFR is a part of the American Family Association. It's a great mm-hmm. ministry. It has multi facets of this great ministry, but the radio is kind of the engine that a lot of it runs on because of our ability to communicate with so many people.
Well, and there's really no limit to what this ministry can do. I mean, this ministry is doing amazing things, and it's at the forefront of, you know, faith, family, and freedom. And Bert, I just believe as God moves and as people support, and as a team, as a family, together, listeners, supporters, those of us that are in the workings of it, I think the greatest days are yet to be. I really do. I think people ask me, Bert, will there be another Great Awakening? Yes, I believe there will be, but we've got to pray, and we've got to sacrifice and do what we can do to position ourselves to catch the wind of what God is doing.
Amen. That when you say catch the wind, you know, there's a relationship that believers have with the Holy Spirit. We can quench the Spirit. We can grieve the Spirit. You don't want to do either one of those. You don't want to stop. That's quenching the Spirit from moving. You don't want to grieve the Spirit. That's letting something stay in your life that shouldn't be in your life, or doing something that shouldn't do, but be filled with the Spirit. And it's a nautical term. It comes from the idea of a you know, sailboat lifting its sails, and the winds come and filling those sails. It empowers, it directs. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit is doing that in the lives of believers who are listening to American Family Radio. You're part of the family. You listen. You pray for us. We need your prayers. We desire your prayers. But also, we also thank God for those that give. And that's an investment that you're making. And you're a part of the family by listening, but you can make a greater contribution by giving as the Holy Spirit leads you. And we're not saying it'd be easy. Many times it's a sacrifice. Don't go into debt, but you may want to make that contribution as God gives you the means whereby to do it by calling that number, 877-616-2396. Alex, it's been good to be with you in this first day of Share-a-thon.
Well, let's try to do it again tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. And again, please prayerfully support what God is doing through this ministry.
And we depend upon you. Remember, it is the title of this year's Share-a-thon, One Nation Under God. If we don't get under God, we'll be a nation gone under. Make that phone call during the next 5 minutes while the news is going on, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net.